Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
There are now 1.9 million people displaced across the Gaza Strip, and nearly 1.4 million displaced persons are sheltering in 154 UNRWA facilities across the Gaza Strip. This comes as Israel defends itself in the Gaza genocide case in the International Court of Justice in The Hague today. The Israeli Legal Council have been arguing that there are now 70 food trucks a day getting into Gaza, compared with 109 food trucks a day before the war, and that there's no restriction on the amount of water allowed to enter Gaza. Israel has also asserted that it has established four field hospitals in the south of Gaza and two floating hospitals. Well, for a reaction to this, we're joined now by Juliette Tuma, who's Director of Communications across all areas of operation for UNRWA. And you're very welcome, Juliette, as always, to the programme this evening. We might get to some of those assertions by the Israeli Legal Council in The Hague today, but first, can you give me some updates from Gaza, please, and the amount of people who are now displaced?
You're absolutely right in saying nearly 1.9 million people have been forced to flee their homes or the places they sought refuge to at the beginning of the war. Some people have been displaced four, five, up to 10 times in search of safety that they never found, because no place is safe in Gaza.
And are you able to operate at this point across all different areas of Gaza?
Not quite. We are restricted to access areas like northern Gaza and Gaza City, where UNRWA estimates there could be around 300,000 people who still live in the area, including in UNRWA shelters. And we rarely get the authorization to cross to that part. And when we do, the level of desperation is so high. People come to our eat trucks and start taking the food and eating it then and there. The level of hunger in that part of Gaza is particularly high. In fact, in some areas, there are very worrying signs of starvation, and the clock is ticking towards famine.
Well, to that point then, I might just ask you about some of the assertions made by the Israeli Legal Council at The Hague today, and in relation to humanitarian aid specifically. As I mentioned, they said that 70 food trucks a day, and specifically food trucks they were talking about, are getting through, and they compared that with 109 food trucks, they said, before the war, the point being there's not that big a difference.
The aid that is coming into Gaza under the current circumstances and amid the humanitarian catastrophe and amid the displacement is by far not enough. There needs to be much, much more aid coming in. There also needs to be commercial supplies coming into Gaza, because there's very, very little commercial supplies. When I was there, I could see every single shop that we drove past, every pharmacy, every store, every supermarket, everything was closed because commercial supplies are not allowed to come in to the degree needed. So there needs to be a combination of both, an increase in humanitarian supplies coming in, including food, but also commercial supplies. Before the war, Gaza used to get 500 trucks, the vast majority of which were commercial supplies for the private sector.
The Israelis also said today that there is no restriction on the amount of water allowed to enter Gaza, because, of course, there's been an awful lot of focus on the quality of the water, the very bad quality of the water that's available, and water shortages. But they say there's no restriction.
There should be more water flowing into Gaza. The diseases that are spreading among people, including among children, is also due to the lack of availability of water. I've seen people myself who haven't washed for 50 days, haven't been able to change their clothes or wash them. There's very little water that is available, clean water, and the average of what a person in Gaza is getting to drink, to wash, to cook, and to boil is way below the global human average.
The Israelis mentioned that a water pipe bringing in water from Egypt began operating just a few weeks ago.
There needs to be more water. There needs to be more clean water. for the people's consumption, and it needs to be at least the human average, daily average.
In relation to the medical facilities that are available then, Israel says it has established 4 field hospitals in the south of Gaza and 2 float, what they called floating hospitals. They also said they're facilitating the entry of medical teams into Gaza.
That I cannot confirm. I do not have any information about such hospitals. What I do know is that barely 1/3 of the hospitals, the Palestinian local hospitals in Gaza, are currently operational with very little medical supplies and medical personnel.
One of the reasons that Israel said today at The Hague that they are targeting, in some instances, what they called, you know, sensitive buildings such as schools or hospitals, was because they said Hamas are operating from those areas. So they said, for example, they found evidence of tunnels under hospitals. They said they found stacks of ammunition under a bed in a child's room, which is some of the reasons they said they sometimes target civilian residents. They said they found piles of ammunition in a scout center. They said the director of one hospital admitted some staff members were members of Hamas. They also produced pictures showing what they said was gunfire coming from a UN school.
According to the latest information that UNRWA has been able to confirm, we have recorded more than 200 hits on UNRWA facilities, including those where people were sheltering, and as a result, more than 300 people were killed and more than 1,000 people were injured. Now, we do not know about any other than civilians, people sheltering in those facilities. And these facilities, they are United Nations facilities, and they should be protected at all times, including during conflict.
Even if there is gunfire coming from those facilities?
I have not heard about that, and I'm not in a position to confirm these reports or allegations.
Finally, Julia, can I ask you just about the basic argument that Israel made today, or one of their arguments, which was that they claimed they are meeting the legal test of recognising and ensuring the rights of Palestinians in Gaza to exist. I wonder what you think about that claim.
The protection of civilians is paramount. The number of people who were killed, according to the data, 70% of those killed in Gaza are women and children. At UNRWA, we lost 146 colleagues of ours who were killed during the war. The protection of civilian was shunned during this war, and there needs to be protection of civilians during conflicts. And this has not been the case when it comes to Gaza.
Julia Tuma, Director of Communications across all areas of operation in UNRWA, thank you very much for joining us this evening. And we will be returning to this issue a little later. We'll be speaking to an expert in international law about what they might think in the International Court of Justice about what they've heard over the last 2 days.